Paranormal Punches is part of the Podbelly Network. Go to podbelly.com for more great podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Frank the Bigfoot, and you're listening to the Paranormal Punchers.
Hey, friends. Welcome to our holiday special. I'm Mark.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Nash.
I'm Dave.
And if you were expecting us to talk about something spooky, we're not. Yes, I know the show is Paranormal Punchers, but we're going to just talk about some of our favorite holiday movies and shows.
Yeah.
We're going to read you a never-before-heard Paranormal Punchers script from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Before we were a podcast, when we were going to be a web series instead. And we're going to have a D&D battle where the toy-making elves of Santa's Workshop take on Santa himself. So that sounds exciting. All right, stay for the ride. It should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get this going. Every year, I'm sure, like you guys, I know Lish and I have shows that we just like to watch that we rewatch this time of year every year. I thought it'd be fun to share with everybody. What we watch, I'd love to hear what you guys do, is what you watch, and maybe some Christmas traditions. So, why don't I get it rolling, since it was my wonderful idea. Now, again, going back to classics, I got to start with the classic. I don't necessarily watch it every year, but it's one I love, because I'm a huge fan of stop-motion animation. The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, God.
1964 Rankin and Bass Productions.
Gross.
What?
What?
You said you don't like it?
No, I do like it. It's just that's also my wife's. She's into the stop motion.
Okay.
She loves them all. We watch them every year, and I just think they're tough to get through.
Really?
And they're traditional, so we watch them and they enjoy them. But oh my gosh, What took you to those movies from the get go? I mean, you were when those came out.
I was going to say, here we go. You're going to say, oh, you were
in your 30s when those came out.
Not true. So. I wasn't even born. I wasn't even supposed to be here today. But come on, I love stop motion. It is a true classic. And if you remember, the Abominable Snowman is in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, seeing the Yeti, that was wicked cool.
Nice. Alicia?
One of my absolute favorite things to watch on Christmas Day or New Year's Day or during this time is the Doctor Who holiday specials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
They are. They really are. Yeah. They really are good.
No, I liked the one, I just lost his name. Nick Frost, when he played Santa, I was like, this is the best. I love it.
I wasn't done, Nash.
Oh, sorry. Wow. So anyway, so Dave, what about you?
continuing on the stop motion to Rankin and Bass, The Year Without a Santa Claus, which gives us one of the greatest songs ever in one of these holiday shows, is the I'm Mr. Heat Miser, I'm Mr. Sun. That is an absolute classic, in my opinion.
Is that the one that
I've ever seen that one?
Dave, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was 1970.
Is that the Island of Misfit Toys? Is that one?
Maybe not 1970.
No,
that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Okay. I get them confused.
You know, they all kind of do blend together.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about these movies a few weeks ago for some reason. And you were like talking about, oh, yeah, you know, if we dressed up for the holiday episode, you're like, I could be the Burgermeister.
Yeah.
But that's actually Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Another Rankin and Bass. So they all kind of have that feeling. Mm-hmm. But I dig them all. They're great. Again, the stop motion animation is incredible.
I think for when those movies came out, that animation was really ahead of its time back in the day. I just don't think it's aged very well because our technology has come so far.
But I disagree. I think it's aged great because of what it was. Because it is stop motion. It still has that great look. Yeah. We were watching a movie. the two towers. So some of the CGI, because we're trying to introduce my kid to the Lord of the Rings movies, some of the CGI was not holding up. It didn't look as good as it did in the movie theater, but still a good movie. I think this has aged well because it is stop motion.
True. Yeah.
That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
Right.
Okay, Dave. What every Christmas? What do you and the girls? What do you sit down and watch, and you force them to watch, and they're make them roll their eyes to?
Well, it's not a movie that I can show to the girls quite yet. Love Actually.
Oh, the date night movie. Oh, whoa, easy.
What rating is this movie? Oh, did you just say what I think you said?
Yeah, Love Actually. I love that movie.
Oh, I love Love Actually. That's on my list as well.
That's a good movie. Why can't you show it to the girls?
It's rated R. It has nudity and F-bombs and
all kinds of...
Okay. Two of the couples are one guy in the porn business?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Hobbit.
Is that the movie with Hugh Grant?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, man. I have some names written down because I was like, oh, man, it's Keira Knightley. It's Liam Neeson. It's Alan Rickman.
Great.
There's a lot of really good names in that.
It's the guy from Walking Dead way before. Yes. He was super.
I can't remember what his name is, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the sheriff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was the friend who was in love with Keira Knightley.
Yep. Yep.
Gotcha. Hmm. Gotcha. Before the zombie attack, and he had to start go move to America for the zombie attack. I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Nash,
I like to stick with two. There's two movies that I've got to watch every year. There's a longer one and a slow one. A longer one and a shorter one, anyway. The Grinch, the original Grinch, the cartoon Grinch. It's one of my favorites of all time. And then Die Hard.
Yeah. Mm.
I knew there was. I knew you were going to try to make Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is
movie.
A Christmas movie.
Nah, I disagree.
Well,
it's an action movie. Sir. It just happens to be set during Christmas.
True. Right.
Question for you. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes, because it takes
place.
That's
on your list.
Yeah, it's on my list. Right. So.
Well, Home Alone is just a family-friendly version of Die Hard.
It is. True. That's right. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, okay. They,
so if Home Alone is, then Die Hard is.
Yeah. The family leaves for Christmas vacation, and they leave him home alone. Mm-hmm.
And he has to crawl around the house. And
you spoiled it.
Oops.
Your review is perfect.
I know.
Yeah. No, but Die Hard's one of those classic. It's a classic movie. It is. There's so many lines that come from it. You know, I can't name another movie that just launched Bruce Willis as an action star.
I'm sure there's others, but...
Before Die Hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not saying Die Hard's a terrible movie. It's just one of those arguments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like Iron Man 3 is set during Christmas. Doesn't make Iron Man 3 a Christmas movie.
No. Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, the director Shane Black, a lot of his movies are set during Christmas for some reason.
Or, yeah. Yep. Or close to Christmas, yeah.
Huh. Is Lethal Weapon set during Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I haven't seen it for so long.
Yeah.
Does that make Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie?
Well, see, I go back to in Die Hard, the big thing is the they incorporate the Santa hat, the ho ho ho, now I have a machine gun, all that. It's like playing. They've taken Christmas and added it into the dialogue, the action, all of that. It's not just about the time period. Where Lethal Weapon, it is just the time period going on. They have a Christmas scene.
Okay.
But
all right.
Yeah, I think that was just a ploy to get more lights and just another, you know, spice into the pot for Lethal Weapon. You know, because there's that scene in when they're buying the trees and, you know, in the when they're shopping for trees anyway. And then when you go into with their house, Murtaugh's house, he's got the tree up and the whole nine yards. Yeah, to bring the sense of family to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Whereas Die Hard was clearly, he was there for a Christmas party. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, how about a movie that actually has Christmas in the title? Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we watch that every year.
Yeah.
It's a ton of fun.
Yeah. And you know what? I've found myself, I'd never really had it on my must watch, but on the list itself, but there was one that comes up every year, and I sit down and watch it, and I enjoy it every year. It was Elf. I watch it every year, and it's just when it's on TV constantly. So I watch it, and I'm like, you know what? This is a fun movie. Yeah. I do like this movie. So that's my honorable mention.
It's your honorable mention? Okay. Yeah, Will Ferrell. Yeah. It's funny. It's charming. I also have a new favorite after watching the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you all seen that?
Yes. I have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I don't think my kid's seen it yet, so I'm going to watch it yet again at Christmas. So because I want him to watch it. He's not so much a Marvel movie person like I am, but I think he'll find the charm in it. And then I'm sure he's going to be like, "Who's Kevin Bacon?"
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think he's ever seen a movie with Kevin Bacon in it.
No, I don't think he has.
Even though there's
never
a whole
seen Tremors,
six degrees of Kevin Bacon. Wait, I showed him Tremors.
You think?
I'm positive I showed him Tremors.
Hmm.
He watched X-Men First Class.
That's true.
Oh yes, he did. Okay, everybody's 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Right.
So yeah, my kid did see that. This is not a Christmas movie, but Stir of Echoes.
Yeah,
that's ghost story with Kevin Bacon.
I love that movie.
I do enjoy that movie. Scrooge with Bill Murray. There's Blast from the Past. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember it being kind of all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I enjoyed Scrooge. There's some good ones. There's a lot of them out there. There's so many of them out there. But, you know, quite honestly, as much as I watch The Grinch and Die Hard, I'm going to go back to Stephanie. I mean, there's only very few movies that we still actually own DVDs of, and one of them is Love Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stand as the one person that doesn't like that movie. I don't need any rom-com for my holiday movies.
Yes, you do,
no, I do
Mark.
Not.
And your heart will grow 3 times that day.
You know, I threw it out to some of our Patreon members on our Discord, and here's what they had to say. Jaded said, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas and The Polar Express are two of my favorite movies. Also, I don't care what anyone says, Die Hard is also a movie I watch every year during this time because I consider it a Christmas movie.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I feel like at this point I consider it a Christmas movie. It's just fun to kind of argue about it.
I've never actually seen the whole Polar Express.
I've never seen it at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Is that the animated one with Tom Hanks doing some voices or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Jada, I'm going to have to check that out. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas?
Have
you guys
heard
of that one?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I have.
You have? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen it. It's decent. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it, but okay. Yeah.
Larry G said, movies. It's a weird set. I grew up on the old claymations. Yep. So Rudolph and the like. Yeah, just talked about those. Educated and well-rounded film connoisseur, Larry G.
Did you just say Rudolph and the Lycan?
No, Rudolph and the like.
That would be kind of cool.
Okay. That would be awesome. I mean, there's a movie idea right there.
Well, then, of course, you have A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Scrooge, which we just mentioned. A Christmas Story is another, I guess, big one that people really like.
Yeah.
Let me finish Larry G's, and if we want to talk about that, we can. As for traditions, not really, other than we don't consider it a Christmas season until the Eaton Park commercial comes on television. Not that anyone outside of PA will understand that one. So I'm from PA, Larry, and it must be more of a regional thing
because
we don't have any Eaton Parks around here.
No, we don't. So they wouldn't advertise
for it. He dropped a link to the commercial, which I've never seen the commercial. So... But thank you. And Missouri Will. I mean, it's really Christmas. I mean, it's not really Christmas without Christmas Vacation. Also, since my real name is Edward, my family calls me Uncle Eddie.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, there's just certain moments in that movie, Christmas Vacation, that make me laugh. Of course, Cousin Eddie is super funny. They're all having eaten that dry turkey for Christmas dinner, and he's kind of feeding his dog under the table. And at one moment, the dog just kind of chokes on a bone and just has this sound. Like, and for some reason, it just makes me laugh. Because I don't know if it's because it's just interrupting this awkward Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we've all been there at a family dinner at some point, and you kind of need the dog to cough up a bone and vomit just to break up the awkwardness. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, your conversations can be a little kooky at the holidays. So, yeah, I don't know. That movie, kind of dig it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm. Mm. And there's one nobody at this table except Alicia has seen, and hopefully some of the listeners have, but I'm a huge fan of the show Holliston.
Oh, yes.
Adam Green's Holliston, and I like their Christmas special,
mm-hmm.
where they lost power, so the four friends are all in the apartment, no power, it's cold, so they decide to play a game of wine. And the one person's like, "Whoa, what are the rules? You drink the bottle till it's empty, then we open a new one." And then they start just reminiscing about how Adam and Corey met. And I don't know, I find some charm in it. But it's also by these horror film geeks. Who, you know, there's always like horror tropes and stuff like that throughout. But that's my list.
Cool. Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nash, that's it for you? Just those two?
Yeah, you know, I just keep those close to my heart. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that comes on constantly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, between the stop motion stuff that Stephanie likes, a few movies here or there, putting Love Actually on. By the time Christmas comes, I'm ready to put the put all that behind us. So.
Now, I consider like a movie you got to watch each year kind of a tradition, a holiday tradition. So, but what about other traditions? If to help you out, like for me, it's cooking for Alicia's family.
Yeah.
Number one, it's a tradition for a few things, because for the past 3 years I've had them in and I cooked, but it gives me something to do rather than just sit around and have to socialize with her parents. but I always try to get, I guess, creative or be different. 1 year I cooked gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my gumbo turned out great, but your sister-in-law was a vegan, so I had to make an extra pot of vegan gumbo, which I'm sure is not a thing, but I had to do it. Mm-hmm. She said it turned out great. 1 year I made paella, which is a lot of work, but that means I have a lot of time in where I have to be up cooking, and she can just hang with her parents, and you know, it helps me. Last year, though, I thought it turned out great. I made a taco bar.
Mm-hmm.
So not anywhere near traditional Christmas-type food. But so I had steak, chicken, and a vegan option.
Nice. But
I think everybody loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just look forward to like, all right, what am I going to cook for the holiday? Mm-hmm. What's going to be memorable? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys get really into that like I do or not.
No, typically we have people that come over. So, you know, Steph's father and stepmom, they come over in the morning because they live next door to us. You know, we have our Christmas morning super early. By like 9 o'clock, Christmas morning is basically done, you know, and they'll come over, have like a Christmas morning breakfast kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll cook like frittatas or just whatever for everybody. And then, hey, they hang out for a little bit, and then they take off. They only hang out for like a half hour to an hour. It's really, really quite nice.
You don't brew like any special batch of beer for the holidays?
Well, the beer drinkers come over early in the morning, so we don't really. Yeah. And then in the evening, Stephanie's mother and stepdad come over, and they're not big beer drinkers. So we either go to their house, they come to our house, we do like prime rib or fillets or something like that.
Okay.
And it's, you know, a couple hours of awkward sitting and talking and conversation. That's that.
Ah, 'tis the season.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Dave, you guys do anything?
You know, not really. Traditions like that? We used to when my grandparents were alive, but since they passed, we haven't really, it's been a free for all. It's not really a big thing. You know, we get up whenever, we open presents whenever, we have a meal, but it could be whatever. So
Okay, yeah. Well,
what
start a new tradition.
Right.
I know we were just talking about what I'm going to make for Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. I think usually I do a shepherd's pie.
Yeah, you do.
We might just keep that going. Mm-hmm. Recipe from Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Nice.
And then slightly modified for us, but mm-hmm. I might do that again. It's usually a big hit. Mm-hmm. I could tell you one year it wasn't a big hit. So there was a few years ago, more like 5, 6, 7.
It might even be longer okay. than that.
So yeah. when Lish and I were vegan for a little bit, I made I made the shepherd's pie, but I used lentils.
Lentils, yes.
And, I know. I just had vegan shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Yep. I made a vegan shepherd pie, and my kid hated it.
Yep. And I don't think we liked it either.
We didn't really like it. I was like, okay, how long is this vegan thing lasting? Because right. that shepherd's pie wasn't good. But my son won't let me forget just how awful that was. That and one year I made like a shrimp and banana thing.
Yeah.
That I saw on some cooking show, and that wasn't as mm-mm. good as you would think. Or no. or maybe it already sounds terrible.
Right.
Shrimp and banana sounds pretty bad.
So he won't let me forget about those two meals. No. Sometimes you got to try.
Yeah. I figure when the one time I had the vegan shepherd's pie, the phrase rings true is anything is great with hot sauce. Just enough hot sauce on there. And it tastes mm-hmm. like everything else with hot sauce.
Yeah. I felt you'd have to put on some of the bomb just to cover up just how not good a lentil shepherd's pie really is. Now, maybe it was my recipe. I'm sure people out there can make a really awesome one.
Right.
Mine was not that awesome.
No, it wasn't.
And then I felt like since it wasn't good, I had a lot of leftovers. Nobody wanted to eat it.
No. Right.
Any other things you do, watch, eat before we move on to the second segment?
Well, the only other thing that I have to have is Johnny Mathis. I've got to have Johnny Mathis come Christmas time, playing in the background.
Okay.
Okay.
That's, oh, you know, that's
we love that's, listening
that's
to
cool.
records.
Like on vinyl or just
at this point, it doesn't matter. We just has to be playing. It was something that my parents growing up always played every year. The Christmas morning was Johnny Mathis. They must have had a couple records or I don't know. But it was just like 4 hours of Johnny Mathis. So now it's drilled in my head now that I don't put the family through that long of a session. but I just need to have a little bit in there. So
nice. Yeah, Lish was just reminding me today that a lot of times I'll make this breakfast, but we put on records in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have some morning,
Christmas ones. That we listen to sometimes too.
I have John Denver and the Muppets singing all kinds of Christmas songs.
Nice.
It's so, I don't know. It's no secret that I like puppets and the Muppets. Oh, and the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's another. What if I ever showed the kid that? I'm sure he'd hate it. Since he's going to be 21 soon.
I know.
So I'm sure he'd hate it. But yeah.
No, that's about it on my end. Dave, what do you guys put on any special stuff day of other than the now I don't know if you guys do this, but growing up we always had a fire in the hearth. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I don't have a fireplace, but downstairs we've got some gigantic television. So Netflix has the Yule log.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we just play the Yule log on loop, you know?
Yeah, I think we did that last year while we were playing records. Just put the Amazon or U-Log or whatever it was.
Turn the heat on really, really high and put the U-Log on.
Yep. Yeah, we do that as well. Not really. It's like I said, Christmas Day has become sort of just another day. Yeah.
Bah humbug.
But it's not a bah humbug. It's just a day full of rest, relaxation. There's no, there's no hustle and bustle about it anymore. But listening to stuff, I always listen to Gary Hoey's Ho Ho Hoey complete collection. So definitely has some great metal versions of Christmas songs. And so I'm always rocking that out.
Nice. You know, and if we want to talk about holiday traditions, since we got a whole couple weeks of a lot of craziness going on, we're getting with families and things like that. But we have New Year's. We have created a holiday
Yeah.
thing that we do every New Year's Eve. is we played D&D mm-hmm. at Dave's.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just a 4-hour or so campaign with a big spread of food and some cold drinks. And we just played D&D. So, I mean, I'm glad we started this tradition. What? This might be the third year we're going to do it?
Third or fourth?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Last year was Strahd in space.
Yeah.
Right.
Did we win, Ash? I think we all died. I can't remember.
No, you won. We won that. Okay. No, that wasn't last year. That was 2 years ago.
Is that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Because last year was my D&D that the one off that I did. Or no, was it?
No.
No. It was my candle keep.
Right. Right. I think we survived that, but
yep.
I never got to use my monk's power to the fullest. Mm-hmm. Now you're already like blending all these holiday D&D campaigns together. You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what happens. It's just say no, kids. Just say no.
And this New Year's Eve, I think, Dave, are you taking us through something else again?
Yep.
Okay.
No spoilers.
Nope.
I guess we'll tell you what happened after the fact.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, why don't we take a quick break? And we're going to come back and read you something that nobody else outside of this table has ever heard of before. The Paranormal Punchers Holiday Special. Well, okay, it's called Paranormal Punchers versus Not-So-Slender Man.
Yeah.
But for this episode, it is going to be our holiday special. We'll be right back. And we're back. All right. That was super fun. Thanks for entertaining me. I always love to hear what, you know, just what people do with certain, you know, holiday traditions. And for us, it's super simple. Like to watch a few movies, make a lot of good grub.
Yep.
So I hope everybody out there have your traditions. You want to share them with us, you know, ParanormalPunchers.com. You find all the ways to contact us. But yeah. All right. Let's move on to this super, hopefully funny thing we're going to do here. Now, I know everybody listening, yeah, we're a podcast. Paranormal Punchers, we started the podcast in 2017.
Yep.
But way before that, before I think even podcasts were a big thing, or maybe not even a thing at all. I can't remember when I wrote this sucker. Oh, wait, I dated it. 2015.
Oh.
So like, podcasts were becoming a thing.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make a web series. And at the time, the Paranormal Punchers were Dave and Nikki. I think in the show we called them Ginger and Red. You know why? Because they both had red hair and we thought that was funny for some reason.
Right.
So we're going to read you this. It's a 3-part web series. Super short. It won't take long. You'll enjoy it. Nash is going to play every voice that's not Dave or Alicia. Dave's playing Dave. Alicia's playing Nikki. I'm going to read the scene intros, and hopefully you enjoy this. And, you know, in post, I'll throw some sound effects in or something. Paranormal Punchers, HQ Interior Day. We open with a shot of a shed with a Paranormal Punchers sign poorly hung above it. It's like something out of a Scooby-Doo. The type on the screen reads, Paranormal Punchers. A paranormal research team. We fade in to Nikki sitting at her laptop. The camera perspective is from the laptop's camera. She is Googling the hell out of something and intently reading what she is finding. In the background, we see Red at a workbench doing something. We can't really see what he's working on or holding. Nikki is writing things down in a journal. She pauses for a moment and has a look of deep thoughts on her face. Her expression changes, and it appears she has a brilliant idea.
Hey, Red! I got it. We're going after the Slender Man. What do you think? Red? Damn it, man! Answer me!
She spins around, and we focus on Red. He snaps his head up and looks at Nikki.
What?
Did you hear what I said?
Oh, sorry. I was busy with something.
Oh, yeah? What? A new gadget to capture proof of the paranormal?
Red looks at her and slowly raises his hands. He is holding his cell phone.
Nope, but I just hit 500 on Untapped. I had to take a screenshot and post to Facebook.
He holds up the beer that got him to 500, and he has a huge smile of pride across his face.
Knock it off. Get over here.
Red walks over, head low, sulking like a dog that just got scolded by his master. He leans into the laptop, looking over what Nikki has on her screen.
Slenderman?
Oh, yeah.
Slenderman's not real.
People say that about everything. They don't understand.
No, in this case, Slenderman was made up on an internet forum. It's just a creepy character.
You have to dig deeper, Red. All stories, myths, legends, whatever, are based on fact. I believe Slenderman is based on a Native American legend, and I intend to capture proof.
Wait, you said based on fact.
He looks at the cameraman.
How is a legend fact?
Semantics. Look.
She points to the screen and continues to point at different spots on the screen as she talks to Red.
There has been a rash of sightings here, and here over the past few months. We will set up base camp over here, line this area with trail cams, and then we call them out.
Call them out?
It's all right here.
She pats on the journal. She spins towards the main camera.
Let's do this.
She spins to Red.
Red, grab the gear and ice the beer. It's pee-pee time.
Long pause. Nick is still looking at Red. Red begins to speak as the camera spins towards him.
Pee-pee time?
Yeah. Pee-pee time. Paranormal Punchers time. I'm working on my catchphrase.
Cut back to Dave just staring at her as he slowly turns to the camera with that look of, seriously? Cut to credits. End of episode one. Start of episode two. Woods. Exterior day. Nikki and Red are hiking through the woods. Red has a backpack, a tent bag, and is dragging a portable cooler. He's like a Sherpa carrying all the gear on the way to the top of Everest. He looks exhausted. Nikki is carrying nothing but her cell phone. She looks like she is making a video. She is panning the camera around and then points it at herself. The camera is in portrait mode. On the screen says Day 1, Perry County Blaine National Forest.
Day 1, we have reached the spot where we will set up base camp. Red will set up trail cams and then we will prepare to...
You should hold the phone the other way, landscape.
What?
Landscape.
We see the cameraman's hand come out in front of the camera, pantomiming turning the camera from portrait to landscape.
Landscape. It's more cinematic.
Nikki just stares at him. Awkward silence. Then she looks back to her phone, not changing the orientation.
We're all set to conjure. The Slender Cut. Man.
You take that again?
Oh, conjure.
No, conjure is good. I like conjure. Just leave that in there. Like, what?
All right. Take two.
We're all set to conjure the Slender Man.
Cut. Get the giggles out.
Sorry.
That was pretty awesome. I wish we were podcasting right now. Come on.
Oh no, I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave some of this in. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a second.
Take three and action.
We're all set to conjure the Slender Man.
She looks at the cameraman.
You ready for this?
The camera shakes left to right as the cameraman is saying no.
To fudge. Let's go.
She begins to walk away. Base camp. Woods. Exterior day. We see base camp is all set up. Tents, fire pits, etc. The camera pans over to Red and Nikki. It then cuts up to a close-up.
We are all set. Now, with the info I gathered from the internet, I must draw this symbol and speak the incantation to invoke the Slender Man.
She looks at her journal, takes a stick, and draws something in the dirt. Red looks at it, puzzled.
The Blair Witch symbol?
That movie stole it from a Native American legend.
I don't think...
It's fact. The legend says...
You keep saying fact. Legend is not fact.
It's fact. But when people can't accept fact, it becomes legend.
Or fiction.
Fact.
I stand corrected.
Nikki looks back to the camera.
Okay, now I just say Slenderman three times.
Oh, come on.
Nikki snaps a look at Red. He puts his hand up as if to say, my bad, continue.
Slenderman.
Red starts to look around, as does the camera.
Slenderman.
Red whips out his phone and holds it up towards the camera.
Enderman?
Knock it off.
Brief stare down. She wins.
Okay. Once more. Slenderman.
Bam! The camera goes haywire. It glitches back on. Nikki and Red are looking at the camera.
See anything?
The camera pans from Red to Nikki and then back to Red and to Nikki. Bam! The not-so-Slenderman is right behind them. Its tentacles start to come out. End of episode 2. Episode 3. Woods, exterior day. The not-so-slender man is right behind them. They both slowly turn their heads and see him. They slowly turn back and look at each other. The not-so-slender man roars.
Run away.
Now we have a Scooby-Doo moment. With the not-so-slender man chasing Red and Nikki, we have the cameraman trying to capture the situation, and also we have trail cam footage. Every time they pace a trail cam, we'll have text on the screen that says, Cam 1, Cam 2, etc. The team members are reunited and have a minute to breathe.
That's Slenderman? More like, not-so-Slenderman.
You kept horsing around while I was summoning him. You messed it up, and now we are all being chased by his adopted brother or something like that.
Oh, is that a fact?
You want fact? You're adopted.
No, that's a myth. I'm telling Mom.
Right then, the not-so-slender man is right beside them. He leans on the tree, huffing and puffing.
Oh, you kids are so fast. Oh, can we take a lunch break or something?
Dave and Nikki run away.
You motherfucker!
He starts to trot after them. Finally, the pee-pee team finds a spot to hide.
Do you see him?
Everyone looks around. Nothing.
What did the internet say about sending him back to where he came from?
Nothing about that. Maybe a sacrifice?
They both look at the cameraman.
You bastards.
What? No. Of course not.
They both freeze and begin to look up as if something tall is looming over the cameraman. They look terrified. We hear a weird guttural sound.
He's right behind me, right?
All of a sudden, the camera flies into the air as if something has just picked up the cameraman and is floating away with him. The camera goes dark. Time passes. The camera comes back on. It's facing towards Nikki as she picks it up.
I'm going to get a lot of hits on YouTube with this footage.
Cut to the credits, and the Paranormal Punchers theme plays. Now we have an end credit scene. Nikki and Dave are interviewing a new cameraman. They're looking over his resume. They look at him, judging him.
Do you believe in UFOs? Astral projection? Projection?
Cut.
Projections? Projection?
Take two.
Do you believe in UFOs? Astral projections? Mental telepathy? ESP? Clairvoyance? Spirit photography? Telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis.
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I believe in anything you say.
David and Nikki look at each other and then back to him.
You're hired.
The end. There you go. Maybe it's best that was left never made. But there's a little peek into the original incantation.
Yeah, okay.
To what we were going to do with Paranormal Punchers as a web series. I am pretty happy it turned into a podcast.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't make something that wacky and have a good time with it. All right. Speaking of funny, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the final segment of our holiday special. It's a D&D battle. Stick around. And we're back. Okay. I'm excited to see how this plays out. We're going to run a D&D encounter. And in this situation, everybody, Nash, Dave, Lish are all playing elves, Santa's toy makers. Mm-hmm. And who are they fighting, you ask? Santa himself.
Here's
the scenario. Santa is either A, fed up with everybody, or maybe he's being mind controlled. You're not sure, but he is hell-bent on delivering coal to every stocking to all the kids of the world, essentially ruining Christmas and ending the whole of the North Pole. You have to stop Santa by any means necessary to save Christmas. All the other elves, he's already knocked out. You're the last three of his toy makers standing. Roll. Oh, and we're actually outside of the toy shop. He wants to get into sled. And this is the last ditch effort. If you don't can't stop him, he's going to get in his sled and deliver coal to everybody.
Okay.
Put coal in all the kids' stockings.
So we come outside. We see Santa getting into the sleigh, prepping the sleigh. We all come outside together and see him there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks back as he's finishing any prep on his sled. He looks back. You three, you think you could stop me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he looks at his watch and he's like, "Well, yeah. I actually have a few minutes before I need to get on my way. I think I'll spend it mopping the ice with you." Roll initiative. Oh, that stinks for me.
22.
Nice. Santa rolled a 9. Anybody outside of Lish got a 22. She already beats that. Dave?
12.
12, you already beat Santa? Nash, did you go in after Santa?
I'm going after Santa.
Okay. Well, then we go Lish, Dave, Santa, Nash for the entire encounter. So he spins around. He's ready to fight Lish, but it's you get first blood.
Okay. I'm going to jump onto the sled, and I'm going to whip my lanyard off with my ID badge, and I'm going
to... Your ID badge to get into the workshop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm gonna use the lanyard as a way to choke him out.
All right. I need you to roll to see if you jump on top of the sled.
Okay. I got a 13. I don't know... Which
you got
one?
Any bonuses in athletics?
So 16.
All right, you're nimble. You jump up on the sled. Now I want to need you to roll to see if you can get the lanyard around his neck.
Okay.
Sure. Do we have T-Rex arms? Do we all have short arms? Is that how it is? Because we're all little toy elves.
Your elves. Right? We'll give you a little bit more then.
Okay.
Yeah, I did roll a 7, and I don't know what.
Not what I was looking for in numbers. So you go to get it around it. He blocks it, knocking you prone inside the sled.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Okay. House rules, everybody. D&D 5e, but also a little bit of house rules. So that's how we're going to roll. that brings us to Dave. You're next, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to start killing the reindeer.
What?
That's hardcore. Wow. Hardcore. I like it. All right. Dave, nice.
What?
So he can't fly away.
He needs the reindeer to fly.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with the backmost reindeer and going for the kneecaps.
Okay, roll it. All right, so we
roll for venison.
Connor and Blitzen and who's the song? Oh, yeah. I wasn't prepared for the psychotic move. All right, you going for one of the reindeers?
Yep.
Okay.
And just roll regular attack?
Yeah.
That's a 7.
That's a miss. All right. And that was with you, a mighty swing of your toy-making hammer?
Yep.
At a kneecap. So you totally miss. We'll just leave it at that because I'm not sure what to think of you right now. Santa, but he's got a thing to say. He looks at you, and he's like, "You've been naughty," and he pulls out his list. Dave, I need you to roll a wisdom savings throw.
5.
You failed miserably. You're now on Santa's naughty list, so until the end of Santa's next turn, you have to roll a disadvantage.
Okay.
But I get to roll an advantage on you. All right. That was just one of my moves, so I'm going to take advantage of that, Dave. And he is going to shoot icicles out of his hands. Because he has some magical abilities, you know what I'm saying? Dave, DM to DM, magic missiles. Do I get a roll to hit?
Nope.
And same with the icicles. All right, so Dave, you take, all three are going to you for trying to hurt a reindeer. Yep. You take 1, 2, 6, 7 damage. And so ends Santa's turn. It takes us to Nash Elf.
All right, so as I'm running towards Santa, am I around? As I'm on the way, I see a pair of fire trucks. Okay, just a pair of fire trucks that have been, you know, from the decimation of Santa and the toy fire trucks.
Yeah,
toy fire trucks. Okay, so I grab the wrapping ribbon that I have around my waist as a belt.
Okay,
I'm going to use object. All right, so I'm going to grab both of these and I'm going to tie them into nunchucks. The two fire trucks, I turn the ladders and I tie them together into nunchucks and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. But okay. I use my turn to use the object. So I'm going to still kind of hold back because I'm not all the way to them yet, but I'm prepping ready, baby.
So Ninja since you're a toy making elf, you just took a pair of toy fire trucks and some ribbon.
Some wrapping
and
ribbon.
Made a pair of nunchucks.
That's right.
This is wonderful. And that takes us back to the, and you're going to then hold your.
Then I'm going to hold.
Okay. That takes us back to the top. Lish, what are you doing?
Well,
you're going to use an action to get up because he knocked you back in the sled. Yeah,
or I'm just going to take my hammer and hit his feet while I'm laying there by his feet. So.
Please be a one.
No, it's a 6, but what's the
you
six? So it's a 10.
You miss.
Yeah,
you miss him completely. That takes us to Elf Dave.
Yeah,
is his bag in the sleigh?
His bag is beside him.
Beside him. Okay, and I guess this would be common knowledge. If I'm assuming his bag is. Like a bag of holding, since it's holding all the coal for the entire world.
Yeah. And whatever.
Right. It's the ultimate bag of holding.
Ultimate bag of holding.
Yep. So I'm going to attack the reindeer again, but I'm going to call out, try to get him in this bag. He can't breathe in there.
Okay. All right. So you're rolling to hit a which reindeer?
The same one that I missed last time.
Comedy Cupid, Donner. Yeah. We'll say you're going after Blitzen.
Yep.
Would you AC roll?
9.
That's a miss. Okay.
So that's it.
Now it's Santa's turn. He looks at you, Dave, and he reaches into his bag, and he just does the, he pulls out this beautifully wrapped present, and he throws it at you. And it explodes in your face.
Who was he delivering to? The Unabomb?
It was Mentos in a Diet Coke bottle.
For 5 damage.
Okay, I'm at 10.
Okay.
All right. I see this happening, and I'm like, it's go time, big boy. So I run up to him, and I'm like, wow. And so I take my nunchucks,
okay,
and I go for his feet, okay? I'm going to go for his legs and try to wrap up his legs in these nunchucks.
So now you're going to use him like a bolo.
Correct.
Okay. You got to roll pretty good for this one.
Yeah. Don't roll poorly because you're going to hit me.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Come on. I got to roll the 14 plus 3, 17.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
That is a hit, whether it wrapped around his feet or not.
Yeah.
I would say first roll damage, you hit him.
Yep.
But I'm going to do, well, we'll go a little extra to see if you can actually wrap him up. So roll some damage. Okay. With us, with two, four, well, let's just keep it at a 1D, a D4. It's fire trucks.
So three damage.
Okay.
And it is, and now it's kind of wrapping around because it hit him in the, hit him in the legs, hit him in the kneecaps area, yeah. You know?
Now roll, roll again to see how, if you can actually wrap it up.
Well, what do you want me to put with it? Like sleight of hand or?
Just roll the 20. I'll tell you what's happening.
I rolled an 18.
Surprisingly, it does wrap him up. It looks like it's not going to hold that well, but for a brief moment, it's almost like, yeah, you tied his shoes together. He's going to have to like get out of that.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to use my action surge. All right. Because he's tied up now. I'm going to use my action surge and I'm going to tackle him.
Okay.
Because Alicia's kind of to the side. So I'm basically going to push, do the old someone's behind him, push him over kind of a thing. Use Alicia as a bench to trip him. And I'm going to push him over.
Okay. Roll strength.
She's over there on the side. Yep.
Go ahead, you know, go roll strength. See if you can push him over. He's a big fella.
With my plus three, I got a 17, so I rolled a 20.
Oh, all right. You do manage to knock him over.
All right.
He's prone.
Nice.
Okay. That takes a Elf Nash. Are you done?
I think so. I think so because I like. Would you call that? Would that be a grapple, or did I just kind of?
You just knocked him prone.
Just knocked him over. Knocked him prone. Okay. All right. Cool. So I'm still standing. He's on the ground prone. Nice.
Is he on the ground in the sled?
No, in the snow.
In the snow. Yeah. Okay.
He's not in the sled.
Okay. Not anymore. Yeah. Got it. No. All right.
I don't think he ever was. I think he was just.
Oh, well, then why did.
Checking lines, and he was futzing around the sled.
Then why did I jump into the sled?
So I thought you were going to try to jump on and jump on him.
You had to go for his neck and roll it.
Like, yeah, it was perfect. Right. So, why are you complaining? It was perfect.
Okay.
Elflish.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get up. And then can I do anything else?
Yeah, you can use an action to get up. And you're right next to him, so I think you can take a shot.
Okay. Then I'm going to continue to do what I was intending at the very beginning. Ooh, I'm going to try to choke him out.
Now he's laying down. How are you going to get the lanyard around his neck? I'm assuming.
Well, I'm going to jump down. I'm going to jump down and put it around his neck.
But he's if I laying on his back,
but if I'm on my back, how are you going to? If I was laying on my back, how are you getting the lanyard around my neck?
Over your head, right?
Yeah,
he's like just jumping onto his chest and do like the kind of a thing, but with a lanyard.
Hey,
like
it's your job to describe.
I'm sorry.
How you're doing this.
My bad.
It's going to take a pretty high roll for you to get it around his neck and be able to actually cinch it.
All right. Well, here we go.
Come on.
10.
It did not work. And so you're basically just messing around like at his beard, trying to get this under to the point where you're tickling him.
Ooh.
Okay, so.
Death by tickle.
Elf Dave.
Okay. So while he's laying prone, and he's on his back, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to hit him in the Holly Jollies.
Oh, okay.
Were you bringing down the Stone Cold Stunner on that one?
Well, I'm using my hammer.
Oh, nice.
21.
Whoa. All right.
For 5 damage.
Nice. He's not happy. And now it's Santa's turn. So I'm going to use an action to get up.
Would he need to free himself first?
Yeah.
Is he that's right. Your stupid toy fire truck thing. I'm going to use an action to rip that bow and net apart. His feet are free. And I'm Santa. So I'm magical. I'm going to use another action to stand up. After that, to appease everybody, I won't attack. But I do grab my bag and I smile evilly at Dave. I mean my sack of my bag of toys, not
right.
Not what you just kicked. Yeah. Make sure we understand.
Right. Yep.
And okay. That leads us to Elf Nash.
Okay. So now I've been doing pretty good. I'm going to try to grapple the big guy. Yeah, I'm going to try to grapple him. So like Chucky the doll attacking a T-Rex, I'm just going to try to latch on and see if I can grapple him.
Dave, I forgot. You also have been naughty. You should have been rolling at disadvantage. But since Santa didn't remember you.
Sorry, I forgot
to. That's the DM's fault. Elf Nash.
All right, here we go. Try to grapple Santa Claus.
You better roll high. You need a big number.
Well, I rolled a 19, so if I roll strength, that's a plus 3, so that's a 22.
All right, somehow this little elf that makes toys is grappling Santa. Even Santa's confused. I'm assuming you ran up, you got beard in one hand, you're pulling his chin down. You're doing, but it's probably crazy.
Yeah, I got that. So I've got him. I've got him grappled.
Okay.
So I'm going to yell over to my team. Team, get the bag. Get the bag.
All right, that takes us to Elf Lish.
All right, so I'm seeing that I'm failing really bad. So I am going to maybe listen to Nash and go for the bag.
So. Okay. Four.
It's a 9, but do I have any? What is it?
Strength. You got to wrestle this from his hand.
So 10.
Yeah, it doesn't budge.
Darn it.
Okay, Elf Dave.
Okay. I'll try to wrestle it from his hand as well.
Okay.
10.
You also failed.
Right.
He still has a hold of it. He's even smirking slightly. Oh, it's Santa's turn. So, Nash, you're grappling me.
Yep.
So I got to roll strength against you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, to get baby. Out of this.
Come on.
Let's see my strength bonuses here. Okay, here we go. Where's that 20? Here we go. 14 plus 4, 18.
Oh, I got a 14 after my pluses.
So, yeah. Surprisingly, he took a little effort. Santa, it busted out. So he threw you off. That means I'm still kind of... was I prone? No.
No, because you got back up, and I was grappling. No,
you were just holding... Okay, so I am going to...
But does that count as your action?
I'm going to look back... Well, I have legendary actions. Santa. I'm going to look deep into your eyes, Elf Nash. And I'm going to show you the naughty list. I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Where's my wisdom? I got an 18. And that's only because I got a 19 and I've got a minus 1 wisdom.
Right, you still failed. You are on Santa's naughty list. You have to roll at disadvantage until after my next turn.
That's great. That's only
that's
one
great.
Turn.
That really should have made that 2 turns. but I have an advantage against you. And I will move back on to Elf Lish.
It's my turn.
No, it's his
oh,
turn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, you're on the naughty list. I skipped right over you.
Yeah, I got
it. Elf Nash, you're rolling at a disadvantage, though.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my hammer, and I'm going to, let's see, because I was grappling him. So he's like right there.
Yeah.
Let me think here. Let me think. I got to think about this here. Hold on.
Swing away, Morgan.
No. I got swinging at disadvantage. I'm going to, let's see. I can't. I got to think of it.
if you think too long, Santa's going
to. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to swing and back away.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's no good. So I rolled a 6 at disadvantage.
Okay. You missed.
And I back away towards the reindeer.
Okay. Elfish.
Okay. I am, again, still failing really bad.
You made a great log for him to fall over.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tickle him. And then maybe he'll drop the bag, you know?
There you go. There you go.
So I got an 18. I don't know if I have any pluses, but yeah, I'm gonna make him laugh so hard he drops the bag.
Nice. Okay. So you do tickle Santa.
Okay.
And he starts to laugh until the ground begins to shake like a bowl full of jelly. Everybody needs to make a DC saving throw or be knock prone.
19.
Beat a 15. Ooh, 19, you're good.
What are we rolling?
Dex.
20.
Oh, well, then I rolled a 22.
Doesn't matter, I failed.
All right, so it sounds like Nash and Lish stayed on their feet. Dave, you're prone?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Elf Dave's not doing so good. All right, interesting tactic, Lish, but it takes us to Elf Dave.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to stand up. And can I hit him?
Yeah.
Did he drop the bag?
I don't have the bag.
No, did Santa drop the
Santa,
bag?
Santa, because he's being laughing so hard.
Right.
He's got the bag.
That's trying, guys.
AC 17.
That's a hit.
For 4 damage.
Got it. And that means it's my turn. So Santa is going to take that sack that you guys are obsessed with. He swings around his head and then he boom, bops Elf Dave right on the head. Well, we'll see if it hits. Ooh.
Mm-mm.
For 15.
That's a tie.
House rules, I'd say somehow you managed to like block it and not suffer damage.
Okay.
All right, it's my turn. All right, so I'm going to take my hammer, my light hammer, and I'm going to swing at the oh my gosh, they're not moorings. The things that are tying the reindeer to the sleigh.
The reins?
The reins. Well, I don't know. Are they attached? They're attached with more than just reins.
Yeah.
The reins are the leather
strap. I don't know what it's called. Like, I didn't know you guys would focus so much on reindeers.
We got to get them out of there.
We'll just call it the harnesses. Harness.
There you go. I'm going to break the harness. So I'm swinging at the harness buckle to break the buckle.
Okay.
All right.
We've all watched the documentary Speed. We shoot the hostage.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Take it out of play.
What is that? That's a AC 14.
All right. So you swing in your hammer.
Yep.
And you hit the harness, and you're able to break one of the buckles. So you did loosen one. Where were you attacking? The front or the rear?
No, where they're attached to the sled.
The sled. Oh, because that'd be the rear harness
in
the back. All right, so you break that. There's still another harness.
Okay.
And those harnesses are kind of interlooped, so the reindeer is still attached.
Yeah.
But they fly, it could be an instant issue.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my turn. That's my turn, Bob.
Okay. Elfish.
I'm going to continue to distract Santa I guess I'll continue tickling.
Do you know what happens when he laughs?
I think we'll be okay.
Pants
him!
Oh,
pants him?
Pants him!
Yeah,
I'm
gonna pants him.
Pants
him.
Pants Santa.
Well.
Okay, roll.
That's a dexterity thing right there.
Okay, so I rolled an 18.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, with everything Nash attacking the reindeer, everything, Santa's focus missed you, and you managed to pull his pants down.
Okay.
And as you would expect, he is wearing very festive boxer briefs.
There you go.
As one should.
Go. As one should. That's right.
And now it's that's your turn?
Yeah. That was it.
All right, Elf Dave, Santa has his pants around his ankles.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with the hammer.
Where?
Where?
I just assumed. Right.
Well, it's about the height, so yeah. AC 14.
That's a miss.
Okay.
All right. I guess Santa has to use an action to pull his pants up.
Nice.
He pulls his pants up, but I'm going to use...
And he's got to use both hands to do that, right?
Yeah, but I'm Santa. So he pulls his pants up, cinches his belt, and he spins around with his sack of gifts and takes a swipe at you.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah.
So Santa rolled a one. So as he spins around to take a swipe at Elf Lish, he didn't realize a little bit of ice under his foot, and he spins around and falls flat on his back. Sprawled
out. Nice. All right. I'm going to take care of that second buckle. That second buckle so the reindeer can be completely detached from the sleigh.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
I did it. Look at that. I rolled a 17 plus the 4. That's a 21.
All right. You smash that other buckle.
Yep.
Freeing the reindeer from the sleigh. They're still kind of connected to each other.
Yeah, but they're just
the interlooping harnesses. But you did detach the them from the sleigh proper.
Nice.
Okay. You're done?
That's it. That's
Did you roll at a disadvantage? You're on the naughty list, bro.
No, that only happens for one turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I just went. Okay.
And that was two turns ago.
Is it back to Elf Lish?
Oh, goodness.
It is.
Well, I'm going to take a swing with my worker's hammer. It's a natural 20.
Nice.
Describe your hit.
Okay. I still love Santa, so I feel like I'm going to go for his foot.
You're going to hobble him?
Yeah, I am.
That's awesome.
This way he can't, you know, walk. Or maybe his kneecap. I'll go for his kneecap.
What was that movie?
Misery.
Misery, yes.
All right, roll.
Okay.
Wait, roll for what? You got a 20. Oh,
damage.
2. Plus.
Wait.
4.
You rolled two ones.
You rolled two ones?
Huh?
Double damage.
Oh! No.
It's a critical hit.
So 5 plus 2, so 7.
Nice. All right. Excellent hit. Elf Dave.
Okay. So he's on the ground, so I get advantage, right?
Yep.
Does he have his pants up yet or no? No.
He did pull his pants
up. Yeah, he pulled his pants up.
Okay.
I'm aiming for the head with my hammer.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Not 20.
You can't. Whoa. All right.
So I'm not being merciful and just hobbling him. I'm going to try to crush his skull.
Okay.
Dave. So do you yell Bob? How long is it happening?
Plus 3, 6 plus 2 is 8.
Whoa.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, now it's Santa's turn. I'm going to take an action to get up. And whew, you guys are brutal. Jeez, I'm just going to get up and sack a gift you, Dave. So yep. I take a swing at Dave for a 16.
It's a hit.
Four. Ten damage.
I am unconscious.
Okay. Santa, one down, two to go.
All right. So I'm coming in hot. All right, because, well, Santa, he's on the ground. He's hobbled, right?
No, he got up.
He got up. But he should be still at disadvantage because he's hobbled, right?
The damage wasn't that bad.
Okay, all right.
It was like eight total.
Okay, so let's see. So I run, and I'm gonna take Santa, and I'm gonna straight on use my hammer, and it's hammer time.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go back for that same knee. AC 16.
That is it.
Nice. For 5 damage.
Okay. Nice. And
I'm going to back away a little bit because his knee's got to be hurting.
Okay. Lish? Elf Lish?
Well, I'm going to go for his other knee.
Nice.
So that's 18.
Hit.
Yeah.
Roll damage.
4.
Okay. Not bad. Elf Dave.
Okay, rolling.
What nefarious things you're going to do to Santa now?
Well, I'm unconscious, so.
Oh, that's right. Nothing.
One success.
Woo. Santa time. Santa looks at Elf Lish, and he launches icicles at your face.
Oh.
So that is straight up damage.
Okay.
For 1, 3, 7, 8 damage.
Darn.
To your face. And then he's going to use a legendary action to show you the naughty list. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
That's a fail.
Yeah, that's definitely a fail.
And so now you have to roll a disadvantage to
okay.
After my next turn.
Okay.
And I roll advantage against you. All right.
All right. Here we go. So I'm still going back for that same knee.
Okay.
No, that's an AC 15.
That is exactly his armor class. I'll let you have that as a hit.
All right. For 6 damage.
Okay.
He's got to go down to one knee. He's taking like 20 damage to one knee. Come on. Come on.
He's Santa. All right, so that is Elf Lish.
Oh, well, I'm gonna keep attacking him with my my hammer. So that's a 22. It's 4 damage.
Okay, these hammers don't do a lot, do they?
No, they don't.
Nope.
Okay.
Especially when you roll low.
Elf Dave, see if you get back up.
That's a success, so I have 2 successes.
Nice. Still unconscious. Santa is going to pull out his Santa staff. No jokes. Yeah. And he's going to he's going to take a swing at Alicia with it.
Oh, no.
And that is going to be a 20 to hit, a not natural. Is that, obviously that's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
3 damage.
Okay.
His staff wasn't that big, I guess.
Wah, wah, wah.
It was more of a wand, really.
More of a short staff, a quarter staff?
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, it was a hit, despite the damage. So I need you to also roll a dex saving throw to see if his staff knocks you down.
I got a 15.
It does knock you over. Oh. You're now on the ground. Okay, so that is Elf Nash.
Okay, all right. So I'm going back to that same knee. I think I missed on that one. That was a 3 plus 4.
You missed.
22.
Yeah, you missed.
Okay.
Wow, Elf Lish.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm going to get up. Because I was down, correct? Okay. And then I'm going to take a swing at poor old Santa.
It's a miss.
And I'm going to miss. So, it's cool.
Dave, do you come back?
No, I was a failure.
Oh, ooh. No.
Dave's still down. Oh, that's why it seems like it's going fast. Dave's unconscious.
Yep.
Lish the, or Santa... takes another swing at you with his sack.
Hmm.
He put his staff away.
Not his staff this time. With his sack.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay.
13. That's probably a miss.
That's a miss.
He missed you with his sack.
Okay.
Okay. Elf Dave? No, Elf Nash.
Oh, no. So I'm going to jump. What I'm going to do is I'm going to grab that ribbon that he snapped out of that he's still sitting right here on the ground. All right, and I'm going to scamper up to his head, and I'm going to wrap it around his eyes, around his head, so he can't see.
Okay. Yeah, roll. Let's just go with athletics.
Okay. Well, I got another 3 plus 3. Yeah. That's
33.
That did, 33.
So you're very unsuccessful with that. Yeah. And all right, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Elf Lish.
All right. So is his bag on the ground? Or
he just hit you with it. So he's holding on to a sack.
Okay. I'm going to try to rip it out of his hands.
Okay.
You're gonna need it's common knowledge. There's some common knowledge things happening here.
So it's an 18.
You rip his hands right off his sack.
All right. You know, that's a pretty solid roll.
Okay.
You do pull it from his hand.
Okay. Wow.
Now you have his sack. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to run. So.
Okay.
Disengage.
I'm disengaging and I'm running away.
I need you to roll strength to see if you can even run with it.
Okay. Is that? So that would be a 17.
Surprisingly heavier than you thought, but you can move, but you can't, you're not at a run, you're at a drag pace.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm running, dragging it away.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Another fail.
Oh no.
Elf Dave. All right, Santa. You just took my sack, he yells, and I can't use that because you took my sack. He unleashes icicles at you, hitting you in the back since you're running away. Mm-hmm. I won't go double damage. So that's
you should be able to hide behind that sack.
7 damage.
Okay.
Okay. That's my turn. I'll call it at that.
All right. So I'm going to go help Alicia. I'm going to scamper around Santa Claus disengage and get over to Alicia and help her move that, grab that hefty sack. And get out of here and run off with it.
Okay. So you're going to go help with his sack.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to help Alicia move, mess with this sack.
Okay. Roll. So in this case, I think since it does have some girth, some weight to it.
Yeah, the full sack.
Yeah, you just go roll strength.
Oh, strength. Okay.
Yeah, see if you can drag it along and help her out.
That sucks. That really sucks.
Mm. What'd you roll?
I rolled a one.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not sure what to do there. So you run up to grab and help her drag this, ultimately ripping it from her hand as you fall into the snow. The bag itself, the opening, flaps, and you swear you see some eyes looking out.
Oh. Okay. How far did we get away from Santa?
10 feet.
Okay. Alicia, it's your turn. You saw the eyes.
I'm going to open the bag and either let like try to get them to come out or maybe even pour the contents out. So should I?
You're gonna push that sack out, push that sack down, and get to what's in between it there.
What?
You're gonna work the sack down. You're gonna like open it up and like push the sack down so whatever's there comes out from it, right?
Well, I was opening it up and then trying to like jiggle out whatever's in there.
You're gonna jiggle, open it, and
I'm
then
gonna,
jiggle the sack.
I'm gonna jiggle it. Yeah.
Nice.
No, you're not.
Move.
What is that? A seven or a one? It's a seven. I can't even know.
So you run up to jiggle the flap?
Yeah.
the sack flap.
So with that roll, you do nothing but touch the flap.
Okay.
But you do hear a guttural roar of something that's inside the sack.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Here it is.
Okay. Make or break.
Come on, here Dave. We believe in you.
19.
Oh.
Dave I'm is alive. Not unconscious. Dave's back in it.
He's going to use that bonus action that he's got there.
Do I get to do anything or not?
Bonus action?
Yeah, you deserve it.
Okay. I'm going to attack Santa.
Okay.
AC 17.
Hit.
6 damage.
Nice. Okay. Elf Nash.
Santa's turn.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why, Nash? Why?
Everybody, this is how we play D&D. We have to keep reminding Mark on what's actually happening.
I got carried away. I was like rooting for you guys. Santa, after getting hit by Elf Dame, he swirls his hand in the air and he conjures a snowball. Uh-oh. And he throws it right back at Dave.
Oh, Dave.
For 14 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right. Somehow Dave, freshly unconscious, can dodge that snowball, but that's fine. Now it's Elf Nash.
All right. Well, I'm going to help Alicia loosen this sack. I'm going to massage this sack open.
God.
And get its contents out.
Okay.
Pull the side of the sack out and
roll, yep. Roll strength to open this magical bag.
15, 3, 18.
Okay. You open the flap. You seem to have the strength. You're pulling open and you see these eyes that are in there and they comes flying out at you and grabs you around the neck. It's the elf on the shelf.
Aww.
And it's just this little, and he's like, you've ruined my plan. Turns out the elf on the shelf is super angry from everybody posing caricature him and taking photos every night, making him look like a jackass that he was trying to ruin Christmas. And he is mentally use some type of spell to possess Santa, and you're ruining his plan.
Hmm. All right. All right, so I got the elf on the shelf attached to me now.
Yep.
All right. Alicia, your turn.
All right. I am going to use my hammer.
Oh, God.
Please roll one. Please roll one.
On the elf on the shelf, please. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's a miss.
It's a miss. Okay. But it's only a 11.
So. Okay. So that takes us to Elf Dave.
Okay. Hitting Santa again.
Okay. With everything going on. All right.
Oh, he probably doesn't see it. Yeah.
Maybe
it's
not.
It's just 7. That's a miss.
That's a miss.
Well.
All right. So, oh, Santa. Santa Dave, he sees you guys messing with the bag. It's his bag. Without his bag, some of the magic tricks are gone. He shoots icicles at Elf Nash. Oh, I don't have to roll to hit. For 7 damage.
Okay.
Now, Elf Nash.
All right, so I'm going to take this elf on the shelf, who's actually smaller than me, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's pretty much an accurate size to all the elf on the shelf. Yeah,
her little wooden guys.
He just looks more evil.
Okay, so I yank him off my neck because he's teeny tiny, and I take my hammer and I bash him in the head.
Okay. Ooh. Roll. Nice. Roll to rip him off your neck. Roll strength.
Okay, not to attack first, just a
yeah.
But is that a strength? Are we doing a strength contest?
Yeah.
Seventeen.
All right, you do rip his little hands off of your throat.
Okay, now to attack.
Yep.
16.
That's a hit.
Nice. For 5 damage.
Okay. So you smack it hard with your hammer. Mm-hmm. And 5 damage. And I need anybody looking at Santa to roll perception. That would just be you, Dave, huh?
Yeah. We're messing with the elf on the shelf.
13.
For a brief moment, The furrowed brow, the evilness of Santa looks like it lets up slightly when Ash's hammer crashes down on the elf on the shelf.
Okay.
And then it goes back. And then he's glaring at you. Okay. Right. Who's up?
Alicia.
Elf Lish.
All right. I am going to try to hit the elf on the shelf with a hammer.
Oh.
It's a natural 20.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's perfect. Describe it.
All right. So is he on the ground or?
Yeah, Nash ripped him off.
Okay.
I'm going to say you did throw him down and then bashed him with a hammer.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna go for his head.
Okay.
Nice. Something all of us have wanted to do for a very long time.
So 6.
With all the double damage?
Yeah. Listen, a 1d4 does not do much.
It's also a plus.
Yeah, I know.
That was with the plus 1?
Yes.
Double damage?
Yes.
All right, you drop the hammer on this guy. It looks bad, but he's still livid. He gives you the middle finger.
Which, because he has little mitten hands,
yeah,
the little crab claw mitten hands is just like a 4.
Elf Dave,
have I noticed any of what's going on over there?
Yeah, I'd say with the battle, you know, they're in a struggle with something.
Do I have any opportunity to get over there and help, or am I pretty much engaged with Santa?
You're engaged with Santa.
Okay, now I'm going to hit Santa.
Okay.
AC-8.
It's a miss. Yeah. All right. So Santa is going to take his staff, take a swing at Dave. For 9 is not going to cut it.
Nope.
All right. Takes us to Elf Nash.
All right. It's hammer time. Come on. We're getting this little elf on the shelf. AC 15.
It's a hit.
Nice. Ah, 3 damage.
It's okay. That last blow, your hammer drops, and his head just pops. You can almost just hear it. Like a pop. Blood splatters up on your face. Some splatters on you, too. And in that moment, you almost could just hear a change in the air. Like something has stopped. And Santa, Dave, as you're staring at him, worried he's going to hit you with his staff again.
Holding his staff?
Yeah. You could see, like, just even the color. Everything about Santa changes. And he's like, whoa, you saved me. Then he looks over at his reindeer. He's like, whoa, what was going on over there? He explains to you that this elf on the shelf did a spell, mind control me. Thank you so much for saving Christmas. And I didn't deliver coal to all the kids. He also says, I will never make a toy like that ever again. Who knew it would be so evil? And congratulations, you saved Christmas.
Sweet.
There's only a couple outcomes. Like, you don't get the bag and get the elf out, and you murdered Santa. And Dave, you were going to murder his reindeer to keep him from flying away.
Right.
So this could have been a whole different tale.
Right. How many hit points did Santa have?
100. Yeah, you guys are slightly over halfway.
Yeah, we were doing pretty good.
The elf on the shelf didn't have a lot.
Right.
But he just needed to hide in the safety of the secret bag. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go. If you're still listening, we just played a scenario with D&D. I thought that was super fun.
Yeah.
Dave, I thought you were a goner for sure.
Yeah. I know.
Almost.
So, yeah, that's it. Happy holidays, everyone. Everybody here. Happy holidays.
Yes.
God, this was super fun.
You too. Happy holidays.
All the listeners out there, thank you so much. It's always wonderful each year to just, you know, get to know people, meet new people all the time because of the podcast. You make it so special for us to do the show. So we're going to take ourselves a little holiday break, and we'll talk to you again in the new year. So stay safe. Stay healthy. Happy holidays. And as we say around here, it's not weird.
It's not worth checking out.